From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. This month marked the beginning of open enrollment for the federal health insurance marketplace. And on the surface, it appears not much has changed. By some measures, premiums before tax credits are just as affordable as last year, decreasing on average by about 1%, according to a report by the Kaiser Family Foundation. But as KBIA's Hope Kerwin reports, to be a savvy shopper, many consumers should give the marketplace a second look.
In many ways, the 2015 marketplace is very different from last year. Karen Politz, a senior policy analyst with the Kaiser Family Foundation, says many insurance companies have changed the cost of their plans, and even more companies have joined the marketplace, which has made prices more competitive.
It's too early for people to take for granted that they know everything that there is to know. It'll probably be a couple of years before we get to, you know, kind of whatever the new equilibrium is.
How those adjustments will affect people depends on where they live and how much they make. For example, in St. Louis, the base price of the second lowest cost silver plan increased by almost 5%. But some consumers that qualify for tax credits will pay almost 1% less than they did in 2014. That's because tax credits are tied to the federal poverty level, which increased by almost $200 over the past year. But in several states, consumers who aren't eligible for tax credits will be paying more this year, which is why Politz says people who bought insurance through the marketplace last year should think about reevaluating their current plans.
Even if they are very satisfied, it's still a good idea to check back in and just see what else might be offered and how that compares with where you are now, and also check back in on the cost.
And this year, marketplace navigators are hoping to make some concepts, like how tax credits work, less confusing for consumers. According to a poll from Kaiser last month, two-thirds of the uninsured said they know little to nothing about the health insurance marketplace. Ryan Barker is the vice president of health policy at the Missouri Foundation for Health.
It's a confusing product. All of these different terms are difficult for folks to understand. And so trying to present it in a very plain language sort of way that helps people understand the concepts is really important for them being able to pick the right plan.
While the marketplace may continue to be a fluctuating space, one thing will consistently increase in the coming year: the penalty for those who don't have insurance. In April, people who didn't have health insurance in 2014 will pay a penalty of $95 or 1% of income, whichever is greater. Next year, that penalty increases to $325 or 2% of income. Politz says it only goes up from there.
The cost of doing nothing, if you can get affordable coverage, it'll increase again in 2016. So people do need to be aware that there are consequences for not being insured.
But like last time, exemptions to this penalty still exist. For Missouri, many uninsured qualified for an exemption because the state has so far chosen not to expand Medicaid coverage.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, with Hope Kerwin, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.